This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. After a long break for the elections and the corresponding blackout period for members, it's great to be back and reporting once again to my constituents. This week was orientation week for new members, and also the week we chose our leadership team for next year. The Speaker, Mike Johnson, the Majority Leader, Steve Scalise, both of Louisiana, and the Whip, Tom Emmer of Minnesota, our top three positions were unchallenged and, as a result, unchanged from the 118th Congress. Our conference chair, Elise Stefanik, was nominated to be the ambassador to the UN, so we elected a new chair, Lisa McLean of Michigan. Lisa's a great friend. She'll do a terrific job as conference chairwoman. Vice Chairman Blake Moore of Utah was unopposed, but we did elect a new conference secretary, Aaron Houchin of Indiana. The other key race on the leadership team was for policy chair, and Kevin Hearn of Oklahoma, an Arkansas Tech graduate, defeated incumbent chair Gary Palmer in a close race. So our leadership team is in place, and they can begin post-haste to create our agenda for the 119th Congress. There will be a lot of advice from members. My advice, remember how thin our majority is. As of this broadcast, there were still 8 races undecided, so the bottom line, we will settle around 222 members. That's a 4-seat majority. 3 have been tapped to fill roles on the president-elect's cabinet and administration. I mentioned Elise Stefanik. Mike Walz of Florida is going to be the National Security Advisor, and Matt Gaetz has been nominated for Attorney General. He's from Florida. Those vacancies will plague us a little until those special elections are held to fill those seats. But even then, a 4-seat majority isn't much. On any given day, let me say that again, on any given day, we could find ourselves on the outside looking in. So a careful approach to legislating and governing is in order. The GOP flipped the Senate, but even so, the majority there is 3, not a lot. So given the thin margins on both sides, governing will be a challenge, and anything that moves in the 119th Congress will likely have to be bipartisan. I will continue to serve as chairman of the Appropriations Subcommittee on Transportation and Housing and Urban Development. That's a position where I can make a positive difference in my district and state. Our transportation needs are such that bringing federal dollars back to Arkansas is critical to our economic development success. The next few weeks will be interesting. Government is funded through December 20th. The Farm Bill needs to be extended. There are health care extenders hanging in the balance. And right after the first of the year, we will hit the debt ceiling limit. While not immediate in practicality, it still poses a real challenge to the GOP to come to agreement on this very difficult and divisive issue. So welcome back, Congress. Here's to hoping we can clear as much out of the way for the new administration, bring our newest members into the fold, and hit the ground running in the 119th Congress. Before I close, let me remind my constituents that if you're planning to come up for the presidential inauguration on January 20th, you'll need a ticket. We are compiling a list of those wanting tickets on my website, which is womack.house.gov. We aren't sure how many tickets we will have to allocate, but we'll try to accommodate as many as possible. As always, I invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol.